Welcome to the Retail Owners Institute and our streaming audio collection. You are about to listen to one of our how-to podcasts for helping independent retailers learn to help themselves. If you have any comments or suggestions about this podcast or anything about the ROI, please email info@retailowner.com. Thank you and enjoy.
Sometimes retailing doesn't quite turn out as planned. Did last year fail to live up to what you predicted and budgeted for? Did you overestimate the popularity of a particular product? Are there areas of your inventory brimming with overstock? Well, relax. There's a way out of this mess. If you find yourself long on inventory and short on profits, whether from overbuying, expanding lines too quickly, or overestimating sales, don't panic. You can still whip your inventory back into shape before it devours your profits. The key is to act quickly. The longer you keep excess inventory on hand, the more it will end up costing you. If you think the only way to reduce your inventory is to run a sale or declare a buying embargo, guess again. There are less drastic ways to get your inventory under control again. Use a combination of the following 10 strategies to help you bring your inventory back to a more manageable level. 1. Dam the river. Look at every open order you have that has not yet shipped. Cut back or cancel orders that don't represent a critical need. This doesn't mean you should carelessly hack away at your orders. Instead, selectively cut out optional merchandise. Ask yourself if you can delay adding a new line for 3 or 4 months. Cut out marginal items. This isn't the time to introduce a new product. Some of your suppliers may not let you cancel orders. Try explaining to them that by protecting your financial stability today, you'll be better equipped for placing orders in the future. Chances are they'll make concessions if they think it will keep you as a stable customer. 2. Take it back. Sometimes you can persuade a supplier to let you return merchandise you've already received. However, this option doesn't come without some drawbacks. At the very least, you'll get stuck paying the freight both ways, and you may not get full credit for the returned merchandise. But this is an option to consider should your condition be critical. 3. Accelerate chargebacks. Do you have defective merchandise for which you haven't requested return authorization? Get on the horn to those suppliers and ship it back. At the same time, check for substitutions you could have legitimately refused. You can get return authorization for substitutions more easily than you can for merchandise you've ordered. 4. Slash internal processing time. Obviously, the quicker the merchandise hits the floor, the quicker it will move. Look for jams in your system that may be tying up merchandise. Work together with your staff to find ways to cut your processing time by 50% or more. 5. Sell to other retailers. If you know a retailer who can use some of your overstock, make him an offer. To make this work, you'll have to offer him either quicker delivery than he can get from the supplier, a lower price, or both. But if he pays you in cash, you'll come out ahead. One thing to remember, make sure you sell outside your trade area. If you sell to a nearby retailer, you'll be trading wholesale sales for retail sales. 6. Pair up the old and new. Your customers will naturally gravitate towards new merchandise. Take advantage of that tendency by pairing your older merchandise with new arrivals. Price the older items near cost. Remember, the idea is to get cash quickly. With every dollar in markup, you move further from that goal. 7. Move merchandise around. Watch customer traffic patterns for a couple of days. If you find one section of your store is visited more frequently than another, do some rearranging. Shift your high-draw merchandise to a different area. Also, check your lighting and signage to make sure you haven't created traffic flow barriers with dark, foreboding corners. 8. Involve your staff. Give your salesperson an incentive to sell both basic merchandise and add-on items. Arrange a contest that runs 2 to 4 weeks. Offer prizes for categories such as highest total sales, highest sales per hour, highest average sale, highest single sale, most sold items on a single sale, highest sales in one day, highest sales in 1 week, and or largest increase over the previous period. Above all, make the contest fun. 9. Move up your markdowns. The time to do markdowns is right before the sales peak, not after. All merchandise, particularly seasonal goods, will hit peak value just before hitting peak sales. If you've been slow to mark down items, you may be slowing your turnover and tying up cash. How do you know when an item is about to peak? Past sales records will tell you, as will the wholesale market. When your suppliers start offering deals, it's time to start cutting prices. The first markdown should always be the biggest. When you decide to discount an item, make it a good one. Anything less than a 30% discount barely stirs customers anymore. You may want to go straight to 40%, especially if you need cash immediately. 10. Make the most of tax deductions. Sometimes even drastic markdowns aren't enough to move particularly stubborn merchandise. If you're holding goods you've marked down 2 or 3 times without any action, give them to your favorite charity. You'll save a lot of carrying costs, and you can take a full value deduction on your next tax return. The tax savings will free cash for you to reinvest in new merchandise. Once you have your inventory pared down, you'll free up more assets, which will increase profitability. Think of it this way: better a dollar in your pocket than gathering dust as unsold merchandise. These tips and strategies are a great way to keep your cash flow healthy and inventory investment manageable, especially during tough sales periods.
We sincerely hope you have enjoyed this podcast. If there are additional topics you would like the ROI to provide, email your comments and suggestions to info@retailowner.com. For more how-to information on the business of retail, visit the ROI's website at retailowner.com. To stay informed about the ROI and its resources for independent retailers, sign up for the ROI's email newsletter. Thank you for listening.